News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The governor touring parts of Wisconsin damaged by the Wednesday severe weather. Bob Haig has the story.
Walker says it's amazing to see how many trees the storm took down in the Hortonville area.
Hortonville was like a weed whacker came through and trimmed all the beautiful trees that formed the archway there. The
governor saw damage done to Trinity Lutheran Church in New London, much of which was destroyed. Bill Sutliff is pastor at Trinity.
The devastation looks horrendous. It looks almost total, but we don't have that information at this point in time.
The National Weather Service now says three tornadoes caused most of the damage in the Fox Valley and northeast Wisconsin early Wednesday. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Several agencies investigating an apparent homicide. Waupaca County deputies called to a town of Harrison home. That's where a deceased woman was found inside of a burned vehicle. That vehicle discovered about 11 o'clock yesterday in a farm field. The victim is a Plover woman who's 36 years old and lives in an apartment building on Chestnut Drive. Her name has not yet been released. Plover Police, the State Crime Lab, and the Department of Criminal Investigations have secured the Plover apartment building site, and they're looking for evidence. They also have closed off the street during the investigation. Waupaca County authorities have secured the site where the burned car was found. Anyone with information about the crime is encouraged to contact local law enforcement authorities and tell them what you know. A judge has approved a defense request for a mental exam to see if 26-year-old Ku Tao is competent to stand trial. The date for the competency hearing could be set August 23rd, the next time the case is scheduled to be reviewed. 58-year-old Tong Pao Hang was reported missing in April, his body found just over a week later in Milwaukee. According to authorities, Tao's brother-in-law helped wrap the victim's body in a tarp and put it in the defendant's car. Officials said Tao carried the severed head to a home in Milwaukee, where the other body parts and Tao's car were later found by police. A Waupun police lieutenant arrested in northwest Wisconsin in court today. 43-year-old Brad Young from Brandon has bond hearing in Burnett County. The Burnett County formal charges have not been filed, but the judge set Young's bond at $50,000. The first $10,000 in cash, the remaining $40,000 as a signature bond. Young is accused of robbing a restaurant in the Waupun area, and also stealing two vehicles before being caught at a Mackenzie Lake cabin northwest of Spooner 2 days ago. The cell phone used by Wausau area native Kira Steger Trevino was sold soon after she disappeared in February, and that phone later turned up in Indonesia. The 30-year-old Trevino was found dead in the Mississippi River in St. Paul about 2.5 months after she vanished. Her husband, Jeffrey Trevino, is scheduled to go on trial for her murder in September. The search warrant made public on July 26th revealed Kira's cell phone was not used for a long time and then later reactivated in Indonesia. The DNR is expecting a pretty big crowd at that upcoming hearing about Gogebic Mining's sample sites. Bob Haig has the story.
Big controversy likely means a big crowd Thursday at Hurley High School. Larry Lynch with the DNR says that venue was chosen because they're expecting a lot of people.
Yeah. We think we'll have several hundred people, and that's why we picked the high school, which is the largest venue we could find.
Well, the public will have a chance to make oral or written comments at the informational hearing. Lynch says the amount of time allotted each speaker won't be determined until the day of the hearing.
It really will be dependent on the number of people that show up and the number of people that indicate they want to make a statement. You know, typically when we have large meetings and hearings like that, we would have, you know, about a three-minute time limit.
Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Utilities are still making progress to restore power to thousands who lost it during yesterday's tornadoes and thunderstorms in the Fox Valley. We Energy still has thousands out of service. WPS wrapped up their restoration efforts this afternoon, and they will be adding crews to help We Energies get their people back into service. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for the overnight hours. Variable clouds with a few showers possible. Expect lows in the 50 range in the far north, near 60 south of Wausau. Winds will be light westerly. Friday partly cloudy, but a chance of a shower in the far north during the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s up north and upper 70s in the southern part of the listening area. Winds will be west-northwest at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Mainly clear Friday night. Expect a low of 46. And Saturday, partly cloudy, high 77. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.